AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden holds a Rose Garden celebration. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The president says passing the $1.9 trillion package was one thing. Implementing it is another, and it has to be done right.
Details matter because we have to continue to build confidence in the American people that their government can function for them and deliver.
A day after signing the bill, the president held his first Rose Garden event, celebrating with the Democrats, whom he thanked for making the bill happen. Legislation Vice President Harris says will hit home with the American people.
And they will feel the impact of this bill for generations to come.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Minneapolis City Council has approved a $27 million settlement of a civil suit filed by George Floyd's family. His nephew, Brandon Williams, says he and other family members would gladly give up the money to see Floyd alive.
No amount of money can cure this pain, this heartache. No amount of money, can bring him back to be here for his children, to make memories and watch them grow.
Floyd family lawyer Ben Crump says the $27 million is the largest pretrial settlement ever for a civil rights claim. $500,000 is earmarked for the South Minneapolis neighborhood that includes the 38th and Chicago intersection that has been blocked by barricades since Floyd's death. The settlement comes as jury selection continues in a Minneapolis courtroom in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck for some 9 minutes before he died last May. The calls are growing in New York.
The governor must resign.
Governor Andrew Cuomo's response?
I did not do what has been alleged, period.
Cuomo also accuses his accusers of engaging in cancel culture. Both U.S. senators from New York, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, say Cuomo should resign. This is AP News. Doctors around the world report the pandemic is having an increasingly alarming impact on the mental health of children. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Doctors report a substantial spike in attempted suicides by children and young teenagers over the past year, and pediatric psychiatrists say they're also seeing children with coronavirus-related phobias, tics, and eating disorders. Obsessed about infection, some have scrubbed their hands raw, covered their bodies with disinfectant gel, or have been terrified about getting sick from food. And also increasingly common, panic attacks, heart palpitations, and other symptoms of mental anguish, as well as chronic addictions to mobile devices and the computer screens that have become their teachers, sitters, and entertainers amid repeated lockdowns and school closures. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Dow closes the last trading day of the week with a 293-point gain. The S&P was up 4, record highs for both exchanges. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.